You're tuned to the National News Show of Texas. It's Texas Standard Time.
Wouldn't you love to have a power that changes things? For instance, when news comes, as it did in November, that Texas is still the state with the highest rate of uninsured people even after the Affordable Care Act, get your magic wand, give it a twirl, and bada bing, bada bung. Fixed. Texas ranks 43rd when it comes to education. Again, bada bing, bada bung. Voila. Now we're at number one. Poverty, investments in mental health, traffic. You get my drift. What if everything could be solved magically?
You're looking at it back. You need to look at it differently.
Semi-retired engineer and professional magician J.D. Stewart wants me to stop poking fun at the powers of magic.
How I define magic is a place where reality and imagination come together. It's kind of a place where paradox and mystery live. And so I think if we had a little bit more imagination, because we have a lot of reality, you know, we face reality every day, but if we have a little bit more imagination like a child does, we could solve a lot more problems.
Cody Fisher says magic solved many of his life problems.
It made me discover my life and who I was.
As a child, Fisher could hardly put a sentence together. He could do it in his brain, but when he opened his mouth, things came out all wrong. His speech impediment was just one of the reasons why he was bullied all the time.
Growing up with financial hardships and being the product of, you know, a single mother raising three kids and, you know, having to move a lot, it was, that's difficult on any kid, I would think.
The day came, though, when he got a magic set as a present, and that saved his life, quite literally, he says, because all of a sudden he wanted to perform his magic, which gave him a new confidence that helped him overcome his speech impediment. Another thing Fisher discovered?
A lot of the early things that humans considered to be magic was just science stuff that we didn't understand.
So Fisher fell in love with science. He got a degree in molecular biology and a PhD in biochemistry from the University of Texas at Austin. That led him to a life in academia.
Sometimes I'd use a magic trick to illustrate a certain point I was trying to get across.
His students loved it. Better yet, he believes it helped them learn.
And I began to notice that if I could link something, an educational concept, to a magic trick, because magic is so visual, it's so memorable, if you will, that they were having an easier time learning these difficult concepts.
So, though a wave of a magic wand might not fix every issue in the Texas education system, Fisher says magic is a tool that could help educators in Texas. But to be completely honest, many of Texas's shortfalls could be solved with more money. J.D. Stewart knows that. That's why, as a magician, he helps raise money for injured veterans. On the day he visited the Texas Standard, our producers learned to transform fake $20 bills.
Now watch carefully. See, all I'm going to do is I'm going to fold it over. Fold it over. I just keep folding it. And then I start unfolding it. And notice as I unfold it, I no longer have a $20 bill, but I have a fake $500 bill. Yeah. Yeah. Now, the question is, would you like to see that done with a real 20?
Yes.
All I need is a real 20.
Oh.
Or you can mail it to Heroes Night Out, 1150 South Bell, Cedar Park, Texas.
And that's how Stewart uses magic to make money. This is where I disappear. I'm Joy Diaz for the Texas Standard.